and welcome to Red Card, brought to you by Jamit.fm, a show where we discuss all the simple, scandalous, and complicated reasons why relationships end. I'm your host, Dolly, and today we are going to get into some things, okay? On the last episode, we spoke on situations where people end relationships when they feel like they have no choice but to. Has that ever been a situation for you? Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like you needed to end that relationship because it needed to end? There were things beyond your control and beyond the control of your partner that contributed to the end of that relationship. Well, on that episode, we discussed on those reasons, and we realized that there are several other non-negotiable factors to consider before entering into a long-term relationship. It is important to pay attention to those things, otherwise that relationship will most definitely come to an end, or at the very least cause a lot of pain. To catch up on all the previous episodes, please check out the Jamit.fm platforms. Now on this episode, we're going to be talking about something different. We're going to be talking about 5 reasons to end a relationship, so relationships are just ridiculous. We know that everyone has a limit to what they can take in their relationships. Everyone has their tolerance level, everyone has their pain level. However, there's some reasons that can be just plain crazy and begs the question, why did you get into the relationship in the first place? So stick with us, because when we come back, we are going to run down some of the 5 reasons to end a relationship. We're back and we are discussing 5 reasons to end a relationship. So I once knew someone who was in a relationship for just a day. Just one day. The person got into the relationship the day before, by the next day it was over. Yes. And when I asked why the person was in the relationship for such a short period of time, he replied that he just wasn't ready. He didn't feel like it was something he wanted to get into at the time. And, you know, it made me wonder, so why did you get into it in the first place? Why did you say it? Why did you make that commitment? Why? And we hear of these things happening all the time. It might not be one day, but we definitely hear of people breaking up or entering into committed situations and leaving in very short periods. No one can forget Kim Kardashian, who was married to her partner for just 72 days. And if anyone watches the show or has listened to some interviews that she has given after that, she had mentioned that something just didn't feel right. She wasn't just happy anymore. Now, she had dated this person for 6 months before they got engaged. And there were things that the things that ended the relationship eventually were things that were already showing up beforehand, but she didn't pay attention to because she just didn't feel like she was ready. And this led to the end of a marriage. So we have to be very careful, you know, when we do things like this. And, you know, now this is one of the reasons why I feel like people need to prepare themselves and know what they're getting into before they get into something committed. Now, have you ever heard of eHarmony? Well, I have. eHarmony is a dating website where people can meet potential dates and partners. A lot of people have been able to find love on eHarmony. eHarmony is one of the legit ones. So if I'm not completely sure if eHarmony works in Nigeria, I'm not sure. But if you're in the diaspora and you want to, you know, you're trying to do something different and you feel like you're not really finding love with people around you, you can go online and try that. People are doing it now. I mean, technology has come such a long way. Why not use it to find a partner if you feel like you're not getting any? Anyway, that's just by the way. eHarmony, you know, as a relationship dating website, obviously, you know, brings out the right articles on love, relationships, stuff like that. So eHarmony.com provided 7 bad reasons, or should we say ridiculous foul reasons, to end a relationship. So we're going to run through them one by one. So now the very first thing is, you don't exactly like the same things. So you end a relationship because you don't exactly like the same things with the person. Some people think that when you're in a relationship with someone, you guys are supposed to like the same things. You guys are supposed to enjoy the same shows. You guys are supposed to enjoy the same music. You guys are supposed to, you know, like going to the same places. And to a certain degree, yes, you want to be able to enjoy some things with your partner. There's some things that both of you, you want to be able to do with your partner. But ending a relationship because your partner and you don't like the same things is kind of ridiculous. That's a different person, different experience, different, you know, life that that person has led. And you too, you have a different experience and you've led a different life. There are things that you have come across along the way, there are things that have meshed with your personality that make you who you are and make you like the things that you like. And to expect that from someone who hasn't lived the same life that you've lived or had the same experience you've had, it's kind of ridiculous. Now, I was once seeing someone who we did not really have a lot in common. There were a lot of things that were we just didn't. We like different things. You know, he loves hip-hop, which I love hip-hop, but hip-hop is not my, it's not everything that I, it's not all that I listen to all the time. I also like R&B. I also like, you know, some pop. I like some soul music. But this person only liked hip-hop music. And at the same time, he also didn't like watching TV shows. Didn't, and I am a TV show fanatic. That is me. And I like to be able to enjoy the shows that I watch with other people, with people that, you know, I enjoy spending time with. Now, on a surface level, it wasn't really a problem. Because again, I wasn't, it wasn't a thing of, oh, we don't like the same things. It doesn't mean that we're not supposed to, like, you know, see each other. No, but one of the reasons why that had to end, or it didn't end because of that, but one of the things that, you know, bothered me about that situation was my partner not willing, or the person I was seeing, not willing to, you know, try and find something to enjoy with me. So I think that's where the issue lies, is when both of you are not able to see, like, something that both of you can have together. But to just end a relationship just over, oh, he doesn't like this TV show that I like, or she doesn't like the music that I like, and I don't think we're compatible, and that's it on that, I think it's kind of crazy. I think you need to spend some time getting to know someone before you decide that, oh, okay, us just not liking the same things means that the relationship is not going further. Okay, so now another one is you've had an argument. So some people might think that having an argument means that, you know, both of you, that relationship is done, donezo. But human beings have conflict all the time. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you heard an argument? I'm sure you heard an argument with either someone that, a friend of yours, a family member, someone at work, someone in school. You've definitely had to have arguments in your life with people, with different people. A lot of times, the people you even care about, people that you even love. And it's not because you don't love each other. It's just because, again, different experiences, different lives you guys are leading, different values. And sometimes those things will clash. Sometimes your opinions will clash. Now, is that a reason to end a relationship? No, it's not a reason to end a relationship. You can't just end a relationship because you've had an argument with your partner. That is not a reason to end that relationship. Arguments will happen, and you'll be very naive to think that it's not going to happen. If you think that you're going to spend some time living with someone for a long period of time, and you think that you guys are never going to argue, you are deceiving yourself, my sister, my brother. You're deceiving yourself. Being with someone and having a successful relationship does not mean that you are never going to argue. It's going to happen. The key is to argue in a healthy way. And you might wonder, how do you argue in a healthy way? You argue in a healthy way by attacking the situation and not the person. You know that an argument has gone too far when someone hits below the belt. So when someone, you know, touches on something that they know is sensitive to you, when someone calls you out your name, when someone, you know, throws something back in your face that maybe you confided in them, that's when you know that the argument has gone below the belt, and maybe, you know, that can be a reason why someone can consider ending a relationship. However, when it is something that is, you know, so surface. It is the situation you're attacking. That is the key. You attack that situation. So as opposed to, let's say you guys have an argument over food. You guys not like the food, or one person didn't like the food that was cooked, or something. Instead of attacking the person and saying, okay, you're stupid, you're dumb, you know, all of that, you say, okay, I didn't like the way you went about this situation. I didn't like the way you went about this food situation. You know, so you're arguing over the situation and not the person. You know, so again, an argument is not a reason to end a relationship. So if you've ended a relationship, you're listening to this, and you ended a relationship just because you had an argument, you might want to reconsider if relationships are for you at this point in your life. You might need to think about that. Now, another reason, or another foul reason, I should say, to end a relationship is if your partner still admits that, you know, or still admires the opposite sex. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that, no, my man cannot cheat on me. I can't be with a girl who cheats, blah, 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 blah. But this is not about cheating. This is about admiring. Now, let us not act like... If you've been in a relationship, you cannot tell me that, you know, every now and again you see someone pass, or you see a picture of someone on social media, and, you know, you're like, oh my God, that person is really gorgeous. And you're referring to the person of the opposite sex. You know, it happens. You are going to still find some members of the opposite sex attractive. It is going to happen because you're a human being with blood going through your veins. And you can't expect your partner not to feel the exact same way. Your partner is going to admire the opposite sex. You are going to admire the opposite sex. It only becomes an issue when it moves from, you know, that admiration to flirting, to, you know, being inappropriate, to start saying the wrong things. Now, that is when it has crossed the line. However, if just your partner admiring the opposite sex, or admiring that, oh, that woman is beautiful, or that man is handsome, and that is, you know, that's it to end that relationship, then that's unfair. Because if you think that you're going to be with someone, and you're asking for someone to be dishonest with you, if you think that you're going to be in a relationship with someone and the person is never going to admire the opposite sex, you are playing yourself. And it means that any relationship that you get into is just going to end all the time, because it is bound to happen, especially when you've been with someone for a long period of time. Now, another reason is your partner doesn't obey you. I don't know what century you're living in, but if you're expecting that your partner is your child, or an animal that will respect your every wish, respect is not the word I'm looking for, that will obey your every wish and obey your every command, that is crazy, and that is not going to happen. That you're not looking for a partner, you're looking for a pet. And if you're looking for a pet, might as well just go to the nearest shelter, or the nearest, you know, go to the street. So I see some people selling dogs on the street sometimes. You can buy that one. Yeah, that one will obey you very well. But if you're looking for that in your partner, that is crazy. Your partner and you are going to clash on some things, as we discussed earlier. But it is about coming to a healthy resolution together. Breaking up with someone because the person does not obey you. You are not looking to be in a relationship. And that is that on that. In fact, the person should break up with you. To be very honest, the person should break up with you. If you are expecting that person to obey you, that person should break up with you because you are crazy. Okay? So, another one is, you're not ecstatic the whole time. Sometimes people feel like there's this, you know, constant high that you need to be in when you're in love with someone. And it's not always the case. There's a friend of mine who started dating someone. And, you know, she told me, she said, you know, falling in love, I always thought was going to be, you know, this rush, this high, this constant butterflies. And she said, for her, that wasn't the case. she instead of that high, that rush, it was more of a cool, calm breeze, just cool and relaxing and calm. It's not, you know, it's not, how do I put it? It's not a rush of feelings and emotions and, oh my God, it's more of just, you know, something calm and beautiful and lovely and peaceful. And sometimes love is not how you expect that it's going to be. You know, being in love doesn't mean that you're constantly on a high, constantly in a rush. Sometimes being in love is calm and relaxing and cool and peaceful. You know, love can be all those things. And so thinking that being in a relationship with someone, or thinking that a relationship with someone is, you're going to always be ecstatic all the time, it's not realistic. It doesn't happen. I mean, even with yourself, you're not ecstatic all the time. Even with yourself, there are times when you're upset, there are times when you're sad, there are times when you're, you know, you feel down. And that's you dealing with yourself. Talk less of dealing with somebody else. You know, that relationship is not always going to be, you know, on a high all the time. Because again, what if that person is in a foul mood themselves? You know? So don't end in a relationship because, oh, you're not feeling that high all the time, you're not feeling on, you know, ecstatic or feeling, you know, that rush of adrenaline all the time, is not a good reason to end one. And it shows that you are not ready to be in one to begin with. So if you're already reconsidering ending that relationship because you feel like, oh, you're not feeling the way, is this, you're not feeling the way they've told you in the movies that love is supposed to feel, then you're not even supposed to be in that relationship anyway, because you are not ready. So you need to go and evaluate and really, really think about what you want. Another reason, another foul reason, should I say, to end a relationship is when you say, you know, you're too busy. We're all busy. I know that everyone has a lot going on with their lives, but let's be really honest with ourselves. We make time for the things that are important. That is just the truth. We make time for the things that are important. I am sure that those of you listening to this can identify someone that you talk to on a regular basis. It might not even be a partner. It might not even be a lover, but there is someone that you talk to on a regular basis for a particular reason. Now, that person, you've been able to find that time to make for that person, right? There are people that are married, have kids, go to work, and they, you know, they find that time to, you know, be at work, be with their family, all of that. The point I'm trying to make is, ending a relationship because you're too busy, it really means that you're not really trying to be with that person. That's just the truth. Because if you really enjoy being with someone and you love being with someone, being busy will not be an excuse. You will find some time to be with that person. You will find a way to make it work. You know, and then it's also one thing if maybe both of you find a way to make it work and maybe, you know, somehow it's just clashing, it's not just working out well. There's that. And then there's just, you know, oh, I'm too busy, I can't do it, I'm too busy. You were not ready to be in it in the first place, and that's just the truth if you're being honest with yourself. So if you've ever really broken up with someone because you're too busy, you and I both know that that's really not the reason why you broke up with that person. You broke up with that person because you were not just interested, you were not just into that person. That's it. So before you enter a relationship with someone and get their feelings all tangled up, it is just best that you really, really know for sure that that's what you want. Because ending a relationship because you're too busy after the person, you know, has gotten themselves involved with you is kind of unfair and kind of a dick move, if I may say so myself. And then finally, and a final reason, a final foul reason to end a relationship is if you feel weighed down by baggage. Now, everybody has their issues. Everybody has their mess. Everybody has their thing. Now, before you get into a relationship with someone, you know, you guys have already had, you know, that discussion. You guys have already, you know, seen the things that, you guys might not like about each other. Now, it's one thing to get into the relationship and then you discover something that you did not know before. Now, that's different. I'm talking about the things that you already knew beforehand. If you knew all these things beforehand, you thought that, oh, okay, I could handle it, I can do this, blah, blah, blah. And then you get into the relationship and then you're just like, I'm not trying to put in that effort anymore. I'm not trying to, try and make that work anymore. That's kind of foul. Now, it's one thing if you get into the relationship with someone and then the person is really not trying to or making an effort to work on the things that need work within them or the things that they need to figure out within them. It's one thing to do that. That in that situation, you can understand why that relationship can end. But it's another thing when, there are other factors that the person is trying to figure out, the person is trying to work through. And you knew that already. You knew that beforehand. And now, all of a sudden, it just is too much for you. It's kind of foul. And, again, at the end of the day, I feel like with all these things combined, it all comes down to one thing, and that is you being ready. Really, really consider the feelings of somebody else. Really, really try to be empathetic. I think that's what a lot of people don't do. A lot of people don't try to put themselves in the shoes of others. At the end of the day, it's all about me, 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 me. And it can't always be about you. A relationship is about two people. Except if you're trying to do a throuple, which is three people. So if that's your thing, then cool. But a relationship, a romantic relationship, is typically between two people. And with those two people, they come with their whole thing. They come with their thing, They come with their feelings. They come with their emotions. They come with all of that. You need to get to know someone very well before you propose being in a relationship with them or before getting into a relationship with them and then hurting them in the long run over things that, you could easily have figured out together. So I think this is something that you lot need to think about. Think about this today. What are those things that maybe you have done, the things that, you feel like are foul reasons or the reason or foul things why you have left a relationship. Think about if you yourself are ready to be in a relationship. So if you're already in one, right, and you're considering leaving, really, 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 really think about it and think about, is the reason I'm leaving, is it valid? Is it something that I could have fixed? Is it something that, I could have dealt with? Is it something that I could have worked through? And I'm not talking about the big ones like abuse, cheating. I'm not talking about those ones. I'm talking about, those little things that we mentioned, those little things that can be fixed. So really, really think about that. And if you feel like you can't give someone your 100%, then don't get into it in the first place. That's the best thing to do. That's how we can be better people to each other. So that is where we're going to end on this today. This is where we're going to end on this topic. Now, I really want to know your opinions. I really want to know your thoughts. So reach out to us on our jamit.fm platforms and also at me on Twitter. I'm at Dolly Akitoye on Twitter. Now, we're going to be back in a little bit for our Blow the Whistle segment where we read stories or give people advice of stuff that they're going through in their relationships and how best they can handle it. So stay tuned with us and we'll be back shortly. And we're back with Blow the Whistle. Now, this story, what I'm about to read, is a funny one. So, as you're aware, Blow the Whistle is a segment where we read stories online or ones that you have sent to us where people are asking advice on their relationship issues and we advise them the best way we can. And we also ask that you advise, send in your advice as well. So now this one is kind of funny and it kind of almost relates to what we're talking about today. So she says, I've been with my current boyfriend for almost 3 years. I love him, but I do not know how to tell him that his breath stinks. I purchased for him several toothbrushes, toothpaste, and mouthwash, the expensive kind, and still nothing. He has bad plaque. Even made a dentist appointment for him, but he didn't go. I don't know what else to do. I do not want to be rude and tell him straight up, and I've dropped several hints, but he doesn't get it. At times I've had to hold my breath when kissing him. Like I said, I love him and I need help. First of all, I don't understand how someone was in a relationship with a person for 3 years and the person has bad breath and you haven't been able to tell them all this time. By the way, this was sent into the shade room. So I think what this lady should do, I think first of all, she has an issue with communication. I understand not wanting to be rude to someone. I understand not wanting to hurt their feelings. I understand that completely. But first of all, it has been 3 years. In fact, first, if I've been with someone and there has been an issue about me all that time and the person has never told me and then all of a sudden tells me, I'll kind of feel a kind of way that, oh my God, so all this while you've been dealing with this and thinking about this in your head and probably discussing it with your friends. And you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me what the issue is. I think that it's something that she needs to talk to him about. Because if she breaks up with him over this, I would think it's kind of foul. Especially because I feel like she hasn't had a conversation with him. She hasn't told him. Now, I can understand being with someone for a long period of time. And, you know, dealing with that can be frustrating. It can be frustrating for anyone. I can't imagine being in a relationship with someone for 3 years and their breath stinks. That can be really frustrating. But she hasn't told him that yet. She hasn't said anything to him. And so breaking up with him over something like that will be kind of fucked up because she did not have any discussion with him, you know, or give him that chance to try and do better. So I think that she needs to have an upfront, honest conversation with him, because all the ones of, you know, buying toothbrush, buying this, buying that, the guy clearly needs to go to a dentist and get his teeth sorted out. It's definitely not anything that has to do with him brushing his teeth or mouthwash. At this point, it's beyond that. Definitely, like she said, he has bad plaque, so he definitely needs all those things removed. And if they have a conversation and they discuss it, you know, if it's one thing if he's not willing to do it, but you know, I'm sure, like, if he knows that his partner is not happy with his mouth situation, he would find a way to make that work. So that's what I think she should do. What do you guys think? Do you agree with me? Because I honestly think that that is the best thing that she needs to do. Let us know. You know, again, let us know on our jamit.fm platforms, at me on Twitter, at Dolly Akitoye. Let me know what your thoughts are on this subject. And that is where we end Blow the Whistle for this episode. Now, this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. So that will be all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Red Card, hosted by me, Dolly, from jamit.fm. Goodbye for now.
Red Card was produced and edited by Stanley Agbadigo. Scripted by Dolapo Akitoye. This show was brought to you by Jamit.fm, the home of African podcasts.